T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, October 9th, and we're loving that you're joining us this morning. Thank you to everyone who's checking in on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. Make sure you follow us. We have Mike checking in, so it's Corey. We have Mitchell. We have Rolly, and we have Michaela listening this morning, also checking in on our Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. We have Royster, Perla, Rick, Diana, Sarah, Jim listening from Detroit. Miss Kit Kat is listening. Sandel, Turtle, and Booble, Carl, Lance, Twins Mom for Life, Cujo, Aaron, Kirkland. Nelsius checking in. So is Andre. A couple late check-ins here. Let's see who we have. Tim is headed to the airport to go to work this morning. And Melissa and Francis, as usual. So thank you so much. And good morning to you.
How's it going?
I'm doing great this morning. I just am ready for the weekend. Everything is good. Good day yesterday. Just kind of, I didn't have too much going on. It was a nice, slower day. I had a couple things I had to do after the show. Had a couple phone calls I had to make. But other than that, it was just relaxing. Watched some baseball last night. And I actually went to bed before 10 o'clock, believe it or not.
That's,
it was
awesome.
Shocking. I mean, this never happens to me. I will say, though, that my day almost got ruined, but I just didn't let it ruin it. When someone tells you, like, are you okay? You look tired. And I was like, why do people say that? There's just, no one's going to feel good about that. But when you tell someone else that they look tired, it's like, well, I am tired. And
yeah,
thanks for pointing that out to me. I really appreciated that. But the way she said it, she's like so concerned. Like, are you okay? You look so tired. I'm like, well, I thought I looked pretty good today, but I guess I was wrong. So
I wanted to take a nap.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Thursday. Yeah, today I got my days all turned around. I keep thinking yesterday was Wednesday, and then woke up today thinking today was Thursday, but today is Friday, which is a great thing. And it was a nice day yesterday as well. I got back from Las Vegas now last night, and it was this weird window of time again of, do I go to the gym or do I work out at home? And I said, you know what? I'm going to work out at home, but I'm going to follow Mercedes' advice and just focus on the workout and not do a set and go inside and put the dry cleaning away or something else and just focus on the workout. And that I did. It was a really nice workout last night. Did a run. And then here's something else different that I did last night. My mindset is always that dinner is like my big meal of the day. Dinner's got to be a big meal. It's dinner time. Eat big. And just recently I've been having big dinners and just feeling stuffed all night and waking up the next morning and just still feeling stuffed and not feeling 100%. So last night, finished the workout. I was starving, but I still had a very light dinner. And I felt so much better afterwards.
Yeah, I can't sleep on a full stomach. I don't like eating big dinners at all. And we used to, my mom and my dad, I can't remember who said it, used to say, like, you should have your biggest meal of the day be breakfast. Like, that's the big one. Then a smaller one on lunch and the smallest at dinner. But we never followed that advice. We always had these big, giant dinners. So I don't understand the method behind that.
Yeah, that was kind of the same mindset in our household growing up. And I loved it. It was just always a big dinner. And the same thing, if you go out for dinner, you end up eating a big meal. But it was Thursday or Wednesday night. We had a huge dinner. It was just takeout, but it was just a big serving. And it was just, man, I was stuffed all night and all day long. And so last night was the change. and feel so much better. I'll see if I can carry it into the weekend, though. We'll see what happens this weekend. But it was nice last night.
Usually on the weekend, that's when I tend to eat a little more than I usually do during the week. A week, I feel like I'm good. I've got my routine. I eat basically the same exact things for lunch every day. And then my dinner changes up and I don't eat breakfast. But yeah. The weekend, that's where all rules go out the window. It's like, oh, you want a cookie? Okay, have a cookie. Oh, you want two? Okay, have two. So that's where I got to be careful.
And my father or dad's philosophy on the weekend, my breakfast is huge. 3 eggs, 3 pieces of toast, a slice of bread as I'm drinking my first cup of coffee, 3 to 4 cups of coffee. I go to town when it comes to breakfast.
Got to get your energy. You got a lot to do on the weekend.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
All right, The Rock is trending this morning.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
He is officially the number one most followed man in America on social media. He racked up over 300 million followers across all of his social media channels. He celebrated the news on Instagram yesterday, where he has 200 million followers, by dressing up in a tux. He had a bottle of his personal brand of tequila, Terramana, and he had some words of wisdom from everyone. He said, "I'll always do my best to speak my truth with dignity, respect, empathy, and gratitude. That's my lesson I've learned." He officially revealed that he has actually broken a Guinness World Record for being the number one followed man, American man, in the world. So who's the most followed man in the world? Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. He couldn't be him. But still, this is quite the accomplishment.
The Rock has come a long way in 24, 25 years when he was first starting off in the WWE, and fans did not like him. In fact, when he'd be in the ring, they'd have chants that went, "Die, Rocky, die."
And, wow.
And Rocky sucks. And then he started soaking. He's like, okay, you want to be against me? I'll turn against you guys. And that's kind of when the persona started. And he started getting cocky. He started getting some attitude. And things changed for him. And The Rock was born. And things took off from there.
And now he's not just The Rock. He's Dwayne Johnson. We know his name
now. Yeah, back to his real name. Yeah.
Also, trending this morning is Halloween costumes. So costume sales are down this year. We talked about that yesterday, but that is not stopping people from finding the perfect outfit for the season. Google's annual Frightgeist study shows us which costumes or themes are people most often searching for in the lead up to the holiday. Now, this isn't the most searched for costume is a witch, but what's really interesting is the top trending ideas. These are the searches that are seeing the highest percentage increase in search traffic. And it looks like we'll be seeing a lot of Cobra Kai's this Halloween,
if everything
is correct. That is number one, which I thought was really interesting. That is followed by Dungeon Master, The Mandalorian, Space Cowgirl, and Trolls.
I can see the Cobra Kai. What's it called? A gi that they wear?
Yeah.
You get that on and get the Cobra Kai going. You can even get a mask on at the same time and kind of blend in with the colors of your outfit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The perfect way to stay on top of pop culture. I just love how that show made a comeback. And it was already on YouTube, but a lot of people didn't watch it because you had to pay for it. Now it's on Netflix. Everyone's watching it. So that's kind of cool. Also trending this morning is Catherine McPhee. So it looks like the singer is expecting her first child with husband David Foster. The 36-year-old was spotted out this week grabbing lunch with the hubby and shopping for baby items. She married the 70-year-old Foster in June of 2019 after meeting back in 2006 when he actually mentored her on season 5 of American Idol. Foster's already father to 5 daughters, ranging in age from 34 to 50. So there's going to be a big age gap between these kids.
Hey, is that your grandmother? No, that's my older sister.
That's my sister.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, you know, Catherine McPhee is young. She's actually I think she's younger than his youngest daughter.
Is she really?
Oh, no. She's 36 and the youngest daughter is 34. So she's just 2 years older than his youngest daughter.
I was trying to see if we had any Catherine McPhee. We just have her doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found.
That's pretty.
It's a very nice voice.
Leading from you.
You got to watch that David Foster documentary on Netflix. It's a quick watch. It's a one special. And it's really interesting to see their dynamic and how everyone wants to hate them because there's such a huge age range. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how they work and her relationship with his kids and I tell you, he is an interesting man that I had no idea he was behind some of the biggest songs in the history of music. It's crazy. It's really a good watch if you're looking for something to watch this weekend. And then finally this morning, clothes anxiety is trending. A new survey says half of American women experience anxiety when shopping for clothes. And 13% of women say they have had such a difficult time during a shopping trip that they've actually shed a tear in the changing room. The most stressful clothing items for women to shop for in person include bras, jeans, and of course, swimsuits. Yeah, thank goodness we're going into the winter months. I'm very happy about that. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1278.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It is October 9th. You made it to the weekend. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. And it is another dark one out there. I just can't get used to this. And we're gonna get the hour back, which I really would like to say I don't want an extra hour in 2020.
Yeah, we just passed that.
I just am so over it. But so we'll get the extra hour, which means we fall back. So at this time, it'll be 5 a.m. So we'll see the sun sooner then.
Yeah, and that's not until November, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's October 9th.
That's the thing I keep forgetting. I know it's very cliche. Oh, I can't believe it's October. Seriously, it's October.
I know. So it'll be here before you know it. I'm glad it'll be lighter earlier because I don't like this. I feel like it's nighttime. I feel like we're here at night.
It does throw you for a loop. Hey, welcome to Mercedes in the PM. It's 6 o'clock right now. What are you guys having for dinner? It should be a nice night out tonight.
It feels so weird. It was a nice night out though last night. We went walking, my daughter and I, because my husband, he's finally back to work. I'm so happy. He worked all day yesterday. And so my daughter was like, well, I'll go walk with you, because my husband had walked all over the place and he was tired. And so she and I went. We both put in our AirPods, listened to music. We went walking and it was literally 6:30 and it was this dark. Like, it was so dark. Well, as we're walking out there, I'm like, wow. I mean, I feel safe, but at the same time, it's like, wow, it's really dark out here.
You and I were almost on the same clock. I was probably running closer to 6:30, 6:45, and I took a flashlight for the first time.
Yeah, it was a dark one. So the days are getting shorter, that is for sure. But that means that we get to, you know, start enjoying the holiday season, which I really am a fan of. I love that. My neighbor has all these Halloween lights, the purple and orange all over. And I get so excited when I see it. It makes me so happy.
Are they keeping them on all night long, too? When you're leaving for work in the morning, are the lights still on?
Yeah. I was leaving this morning. I'm like, oh, wow, they're on still. I love it. I don't know if it's the most money savvy thing to do, but I think it's great.
It looks good, right? Hey, it looks awesome. It puts you in a Halloween spirit. It's also chillier out, too. If you're going out this morning, when I went outside to take Jax out this morning, I felt the chill in the air. And my wife and I, she joined me on a run earlier in the week. And I work out, when I work out outside, I work out shirtless. It's not like wearing a shirt. And so I go for a run. I run shirtless. And she looks at me as we're running. It's chillier out. And she goes, are you going to run shirtless in the wintertime? I might just do that.
Oh my,
you wait,
goodness.
And see.
It's too chilly for that.
Yeah, you could tell it was chilly too.
Yeah, it's I've made the transition from the short sleeve shirts to the long sleeve shirts. That's for sure.
Today is this week was kind of a special week in my house, because today we're getting our carpets cleaned, which means that, and my wife is really good. We have white carpet, which I said is just, don't get white carpet in your main traffic area, cause just unless you're wearing booties all the time, it just gets so dirty. So we're always getting our carpets clean. And my wife booked the appointment for this morning. And so this week I knew I could walk in and out of the house carte blanche with my shoes and not have to worry about getting the carpet dirty. You can still track in germs and everything, sure, but in my mind, it's like,
don't worry about the germs. Just how good does the carpet look?
Exactly. I was just in the gym with these shoes. Let me walk on the carpet. Ugh. No big deal. So to me, it's like a good time in the house. Just throw your shoes on and walk out, because the carpets are getting clean today.
Well, that's exciting. You're very excited about the carpets clean. I love it.
You know, you got to look for something.
Things. Yeah, exactly. Seriously, during these times, if you can find one ray of sunshine, even if it is your carpet, you just make sure you find that. Well, that's for sure.
Do you have anything going on this weekend?
No, not a single thing. We have nothing going on. I have a I think I'm taking my daughter to an appointment this afternoon. But other than that, yeah, we have no plans. One of my neighbors, they were like, hey, let's get together. And we talked about it, but we haven't really nailed anything down. I like it. I'm looking forward to just kind of hanging out this weekend like I do every weekend. But we're just kind of... I think I'll watch a movie or something and just sleep.
Just relax.
Yes, it's perfect weather for that. I love it.
Cool thing happening tonight over at Cowabunga Bay. It's their Oktoberfest 21 and up only. And we have for you a 4-pack of VIP tickets to this awesome event. And you'll win that when you win Heads Up, which we're doing right around 6:25. So cool prize coming up here in just a little bit. In the 8 o'clock hour, when you win Heads Up, you'll get that Amazon Echo Dot. So we'll do that around 8:25. And then coming up here in the dirt, Brad Pitt. He's being sued by his online lover. This is a very interesting one. I'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes. We've got your Friday night all set for you. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In just about 5 minutes, we've got that 4-pack of VIP tickets to Cowabunga Bay's Oktoberfest. That's yours when you win Heads Up.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
By now, we have all seen the video of Nathan Apodaca skateboarding to work, drinking from a bottle of Ocean Spray, and singing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
It's a vibe, man. It just, like, be happy, enjoy, be in the moment. And I think that's why so many people love it. You can so relate to how we should all be living right now.
And a lot of people are loving the song Dreams because it just hit number one on iTunes. And Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits album hit the top 10 on the album chart on iTunes. So big things for Fleetwood Mac because of that song. Now, Van Halen did dominate both charts. This song right here.
Jump.
Panama, all the Van Halen songs just dominating the top 10 on iTunes with the passing of Eddie Van Halen.
We're going to be playing some Van Halen this morning with Oh Wow Wheel. That's our category today.
Yeah.
That's your favorite Van Halen song, so that's going to be fun. That's happening in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Brad Pitt is being sued for allegedly scamming a woman out of $40,000, in part by dangling the possibility of marriage in front of her. Let me explain. So her name is Kelly Christina. She's a healthcare CEO from Plano, Texas, and she says Brad contacted her 2 years ago to help him raise money for his Make It Right Foundation. That's the charity he set up to help rebuild New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. So she sent him $40,000 over those 2 years with the agreement that Brad Pitt would show up to fundraising events. Of course, he didn't show up to anything. Now, over that period, she says they also developed a personal relationship that included, quote, discussions of marriage. Pretty soon, she stopped sending Brad his money, and he ghosted her, and she's now suing him for $100,000. Now, it's pretty obvious that she's got scammed by an imposter, but his lawyers are saying that's not him. We've never heard of her, but she's still going ahead with the lawsuit suing Brad Pitt.
Yeah, this is going to be awkward when she realizes Brad Pitt is, you know, Joe Johnson, who's just been hanging out, taking her money in his basement in Wisconsin.
Oh, man, poor woman. Man, honey, you're getting scammed.
That sucks.
Poor lady. Disney, they learned a lesson from Mulan. So Disney just announced Pixar movie Soul is going to skip a theatrical release and go straight to Disney Plus on Christmas Day. But it's going to be free to subscribers. Not like, remember they charged an extra fee to watch Mulan?
Yes, thankfully. And they did that with Onward, too. You could just get Onward, and that was a great movie. We didn't have to pay anything extra.
There was no extra fees on that
one?
No. We are getting some movies coming out. This weekend, The War with Grandpa, a family comedy starring Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman, is coming out this weekend. And a couple other new movies coming out next weekend. So we're getting some new movies coming out. And then last one here, Kelly Clarkson. She tackled Dua Lipa for her latest edition of Kelly-Oki. Here she is doing Don't Start Now.
Don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now.
Hey! Her covers are so good.
Oh, I thought the way you set it up, I thought she was going to screw up. I was like waiting for the screw up, and then I realized this is Kelly Clarkson. She doesn't screw up when it comes to singing.
She's always on point on her Kelly-Okies. Okay, here we go right now. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up for a fun prize.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with VIP passes to Oktoberfest. Oh, my gosh. Tell us more about this event. What is it exactly?
It is tonight over at Cowabunga Bay, 21 and over. Reservations are required to this. You can buy tickets. You get VIP passes, so you'll get parking. You'll get a VIP entry. Also, you'll get exclusive slide time tonight, so you can ride some of the slides by yourself. And you'll also get one beverage. You'll get a free drink tonight as well.
How fun. So caller 20 right now gets to play 702-364-9400. We have one category for you to choose from, unfortunately, since it's Friday. That category is You Be the Judge, but you do get to pick your partner. So again, caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ariane, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
We are doing great this morning, and hopefully you are too. We're hopefully going to make you a winner here. You ready to do this?
I am ready.
Okay, so your category is You Be the Judge. This is all in honor of Simon Cowell's birthday. It was a couple of days ago. So these are different reality show judges, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with JC.
All right.
All right, Ariane, here we go. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you'll get those passes to Cowabunga Bay's Oktoberfest, which is happening tonight. It's different reality show judges, and we start now. American Idol, he's on the first season, first couple seasons. Yo Dog, he was also in the band Journey.
Randy.
Yes. It's his last name, the famous singer, Michael, Tito, and Janet.
Randy Jackson.
Yes. This guy is on The Voice. He's a country singer. He is dating Gwen Stefani.
Blake Shelton.
Yes. This guy is on Dancing with the Stars, and he's now a judge on Dancing with the Stars. His sister is Julianne. She's also a dancer.
Erica.
Yes. I'll pass on this next one. This next guy was on The Voice for the longest time. He's the lead singer of Maroon 5.
Adam Levine.
Yes. This guy was on America's Got Talent. He's a shock jock on satellite radio.
Howard Stern.
Yes. And then she is a pop singer. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Oops, I Did
Britney
It Again.
Spears.
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Wow.
Those clues were excellent. And Ariane, you were on it. Nice job, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking, he was going to ask me Judge Judy or,
No, celebrity judges.
Yes.
And you had it. That was so good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, JC.
Thank you, Ariane. Thank you for listening. And you got that 4-pack of VIP tickets to Cowabunga Bay's Oktoberfest. It's happening tonight. So you're all set with tickets. And we'll do Heads Up again in the 8 o'clock hour. And when you win Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll get that Amazon Echo Dot.
Tozier on Mix 94.1, Friday morning. You finally made it to the weekend. It is 6:33, Mercedes in the morning. And hopefully you're going into the weekend happy, in a good mood, no fights going on. I guess there's almost a 50% chance that could be untrue, because there's a stat out this morning that says 46% of moms get irate with their husbands once a week or more. Now, to me, getting upset is different than getting irate. Irate is, that's a whole new level. Those with kids younger than one are even more likely to be mad at their husbands. So, moms, what's the last thing that you got irate at your husband about? Like, over the top, you were so upset. What was it? And do you look back now and think, oh, maybe I overreacted a little bit? Or dads, what's the last thing that your wife just, she was so upset with you about, and you had no control of it? This is just moms, the percentages, but I'm wondering if just in a relationship, what's the last thing that your significant other just got so upset with you over? 702-364-9400.
We've been really good this week. It was last Thursday night. We just were not seeing eye to eye, and it was a rough Thursday night. Carried it over into Friday morning. But this week, we've been really, really good. I think it wasn't even a fight. It was just more, I guess, a little irritated with it. My wife's, the garage door opener for my wife in her car, It's not working. It works maybe like 2 out of 10 times it'll work. She's got to constantly press it, press it, press it. And she asked me a few weeks ago to take a look at it. She's like, hey, can you take a look at it? Something's wrong. It's not working. It needs to be rebooted or what? And then so when she was coming home yesterday, it wasn't working. And she called me and she's like, hey, did you get a chance to look at my garage door opener? Obviously not, because it's not opening. And so that was the little thing. She wasn't mad, just more irritated over the fact that I haven't looked at it yet.
That you, she keeps asking. And,
yes.
And you're just like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. That is frustrating.
And I tried. I took the high road. I'm like, you know what? I'll look at it when I get home tonight. And I forgot to, but I'll do it this weekend. But she hangs up by the phone by going, now I got to deal with this. I'm thinking, deal with it. Just park the car and walk
it's
in the
yours.
Front door.
Why do I have to deal with
what
it?
Even so, it's like she's like all confused about like the garage door not opening. Like, I got to figure this out. There's nothing to figure out. Just park your car in the driveway and walk inside the front door.
Well, I mean, I know how she feels. There's certain things that I think in the house are designated as his jobs and her jobs. And it has nothing to do with gender. It's just like what you've kind of taken over. Uh-huh. If you've taken over that situation, then I could see where she's like, all right, well, how many times am I going to have to ask you until you actually do something?
So what is it on your end then?
Yesterday I got irate with my husband, and here's the thing. He was gone most of the day, but he got home from work. My husband is a photographer. He was over at the Shriners golf tournament doing photos all day long. So he finally gets home and he's exhausted. And I'm like, what'd you have for lunch today? He's like, I didn't eat lunch. I'm like, what? And I'm like, how much water did you drink? He's like, oh, I drank one of my hydro flasks. I'm like, that's it? Like, he forgets he is not 20 years old. And he probably ran 20 miles around that golf course. Mm-hmm. And he just wears himself down. He thinks he's invincible, which I love about him, but I also get upset because he's not. And I'm like, please, you have to take better care of yourself. And he's like, I know. I got into things and I was so excited to be back at work. And I'm like, you got to drink water. You have
too.
To move. You can't. You got to take a break. I'm like, did you take any breaks? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I was so mad at him, and I thought about it. I'm like, why am I mad at him? I'm mad at him for not taking care of himself, but yet I'm upset. I'm yelling at him, which is probably not helping anything.
It's a kind madness. You're mad at him for not being good to himself.
Yes.
I mean, that's a nice madness.
I try to be nice mad, but I don't know if nice mad is a thing. Maria says, well, he thought he was 16 again and broke his heel back in July. Still dealing with the repercussions. Can't be mad, though. He is the one in pain, and I get to do online learning while I teach online. Yeah, I think it's just that taking care of yourself, that you can't do it 24/7, so you want to make sure that they're doing it.
Yeah, my wife gets mad at me about the Red Bulls, too. She'll say something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm fine. She's like, your heart's going to explode. I'm like, well, it hasn't yet. So I'm fine.
So when it does, then you'd be like, you were right. It exploded. My bad. I'm
my
so
heart.
Sorry.
Should have stand over my dying body. Told you so.
Well, it's so hard to not do that, honestly. When you say something's going to happen, it happens. You're like, I told you.
But also, Matt was probably just so in that groove yesterday, though.
He was.
Just nonstop. Not even thinking about eating and drinking. Did he use the bathroom at all? Was he that... Because I always go to like the bathroom test. Okay, how many times did I go to the bathroom today? Oh, not that many. Means I'm dehydrated. Did he use the bathroom at all? Was he just so dehydrated and going, didn't have time?
I didn't ask. I would assume he did. But gosh, if he didn't, now I'm going to be upset going to the weekend. You just started a whole new thing. What are you doing? he's going to be like, what? Good morning, Mix.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, anonymous. When's the last time you got in trouble?
Unbeknownst to me, I guess an ex-girlfriend of mine or an ex-friend of mine reached out to me to see how I was doing, and I thought it would be the good thing to let my spouse know how it was or what happened, and then like the whole world burned down.
Oh, no. It's like I didn't tell her to reach out to me. She reached out to me. My husband just texted me, no bathroom. Oh my gosh, I am so angry right now.
Man, that's
you
a
did
sign,
not
man.
Go to the bathroom all day yesterday? You were there for... Please drink a bottle of water before you leave this morning.
That is
breathe.
A sign.
I have to breathe. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm
8 hours,
lose it.
No water.
I'm going to lose
now
it.
He's going to text you back and you can respond to that text through the radio again.
Oh dear. Okay.
Hot 3 is coming up in about 7-8 minutes. What do we got?
All right. Well, we are better at remembering where this is in our house, and it's something we shouldn't know where it is at any time. Also, when this whole pandemic is over, should we be allowed to do this at work? And a guy tried to resurrect his grandma. and it caused a lot of damage. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
And that's Kygo with One Republic, Lose Somebody.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Are you running low on fruit right now?
No, we're good on fruit in the house.
Good on
yeah,
fruit. What about like salad?
We have salad pre-mixed, yeah, in the house, yeah.
You sure? Uh-huh. You sure? Where's what? Your junk food at?
My junk food level in the house?
We're yeah.
It's good, I guess. We had a couple candy bars in there, chocolate bars, and that's about it.
Okay, well, a new study has found, it's funny you were very specific about what you had in there. A new study found humans are much better at remembering where their high-calorie foods are stored than the healthy foods. With the vegetables, you're like, I think we're good on salad. We've got some chocolate bars.
We've got two of them, yes.
Researchers filled a room with 8 different junk food, or different foods, rather, both healthy and unhealthy, and they had 500 volunteers walk around and sample each one. And when they were done, each person had to draw a map of where all the foods were. And it turned out they were more likely to remember where all the junk foods were located. They were 27% more accurate with junk food. And not just because it tasted better. It even happened with people who didn't like the junk food samples. So why does it happen that way? Well, thousands of years ago, you were less likely to starve to death if you knew where to find high-calorie foods. So the researchers think it really just comes down to evolution. And we're just pre-programmed to care more about foods that pack a lot of calories. It's survival.
Do you have a hiding spot? Do you hide treats and snacks from the rest of the family?
I don't. They hide them from me because I get upset when they... if they have them. Mm-hmm. And so I just realized that... So last night I see my husband on the couch eating out of an ice cream, like a pint ice cream thing. And it says it's from Baskin Robbins. And I'm like, what the... where'd you get that? Like, why are you're eating ice cream? Like, I don't care if he eats ice cream, but I just never saw any Baskin Robbins ice cream in our house. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, and then Brooklyn goes, there, it's in the freezer in the garage. I'm like, oh, so I go out there and look, and there's all this ice cream nobody told me about.
From Baskin Robbins, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice.
Of all places. Like, that's some good ice cream there. So, also this morning, tons of people.
Wait, you're telling me Matt didn't have lunch, he didn't drink water, and then he had ice cream last night. I love this.
In his defense, I made him have salmon for dinner, so
oh,
and
well,
broccoli,
okay, then,
so he did have a healthy
you
dinner.
You got to put that in there then, because then golden, enjoy the
yeah.
ice cream. You've done well, my friend.
I agree, and he worked hard yesterday, so no complaining from me. I was just more upset that I didn't know we had that. Also this morning, tons of people either work from home or are still working from home, and they've gotten used to a certain level of comfort. Let's call that extreme comfort, right? When we were working from home, I know you dressed up every day, but did you put shoes on? Were you like that dressed up?
No shoes. When I say dressed up, I wasn't putting a suit on, but I would dress like I was coming to the office. No shoes. Never did shoes, but I would do everything else.
I wore athleisure wear the whole time. I wore yoga pants. I wore my workout stuff. I did not dress up. Well, according to a new survey, 1 out of 3 people say that when this is all over, we should be able to wear slippers to the office. Unfortunately, 56% of people don't think their work is going to loosen up its dress code, at least not enough for slippers. But the survey also found 2/3 of people say they were relieved when they found out that they'd be working from home longer than they had planned to. And the average person wears their pajamas for more than a quarter of the workday.
When we had people here at the office with us, I know we had a couple ladies back who were account executives for the radio station that would have slippers here. And I remember one employee in particular, she would wear heels to work. And when she got here to the office, she would take them off and put the slippers on to walk around because we have these concrete floors. She would slide all over the place. She'd fall all the time. Plus, it was uncomfortable. So then she put her shoes on, which was going to a client lunch or meeting or something.
Plus, you would hear her when she's walking down the hall. Like, clank, 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 clank.
Here she comes.
I only wear sneakers now. I used to wear like cool little boots and things. I never wore heels, but... I'd wear nicer shoes that make that noise, and it's so loud in our halls that now I'll only wear sneakers because at least you can't hear if I'm coming a mile away.
Someone's coming, Mercedes.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right. Finally, this morning, I can't tell if this crime is kind of touching or just insane. There's a 34-year-old guy named Danny Frazier from Knoxville, Tennessee, and he was busted on Monday for doing almost $30,000 in damage to a cemetery, including breaking some headstones and digging equipment. So why was he digging around at a cemetery? Well, Danny says his grandmother was buried there, and he was trying to resurrect her.
Ugh.
Yeah. He's been charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing. It's kind of sweet. He wanted to see her again, right? No?
Well, no spoilers, but there's a show you and I both like, and there's a scene where they dig up a dead body.
Yeah, I saw that scene.
And to me, they didn't need that scene. Like, why? What? Why are we doing this? We don't need that.
I was surprised, and I don't know if that is TV, but I was very surprised at what the dead body looked like when they dug it up. I was envisioning something different, like a lot more decomposition. I don't know. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would look.
She looked good because it was kind of confusing what was happening at first, and yes, you realize what they were doing, and then you realize they're digging up a dead body, and they show a body, and you're like, okay, this must be someone that was recently maybe put down or buried, and it was not. It's a woman that's been in the ground for a couple of decades, and she looked really good. She looked like she's ready to go hit the town.
It just makes me realize that coffins, they maybe act as like your Ziploc containers, you know, it kind of keeps the air out. Yes. And it was more well-preserved than I had anticipated.
Wasn't she green, though? Was she green? She had a green screen
greenish,
going?
Greenish.
Greenish. Well, you know, you're under the ground for 30
years.
You know,
that'll do it to you. Your complexion's not what it used to be.
Coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, we do have some dirt. Mariah Carey has a lot of number ones, but her latest one has her stunned. Details at 7:15. Ed Sheeran.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, my kid's texting me. I got distracted.
Oh, everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. She's trying to. I can't really say. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I gotta wait till my husband's not listening. It's 7:02, Mix 94.1. I was actually dealing with something. I wasn't like on social media or anything, like checking my Facebook or anything like that. But it sounds like you were.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, last night I was insulted. This is a constant, actually. Instagram and Facebook keep insulting me. And here's why. Have you ever been insulted by one of the ads that you get on Instagram and Facebook? And I feel like the ads, they kind of know you. They see the stuff you're liking. They see the stuff you're posting. They're reading, listening to you. I keep getting this ad asking if I'm having asks if I have a drinking problem. Do you have a drinking problem? We can help you quit. And it's some dude, good-looking dude. Every time I see it, I think it's like a clothing ad because it's a sharp-dressed guy. I'm like, oh, is this a clothing ad? And then I read it underneath it. It is for alcoholics that can't stop drinking. And this guy's program is here to help you quit drinking and get your life back on track. And I get it all the time. I'm like, bro, I don't have an issue with drinking.
What did you do? What's your searches been like to make it appear that? Because they track everything, and you're doing something that's making them think that.
I know. Are you talking like Google searches or just like Instagram searches?
Yeah.
Okay, my Instagram searches. And everyone, pop open your Instagram and your Facebook and tell me what your ads are. I pulled up my wife. I searched my wife because I wanted to pull up her account really fast. A coworker over at Channel 8. My life coach that I used to have, I looked him up. My stylist. They're just like people that I'm friends with that I punch in to pull them up faster.
Maybe they're like, okay, he's spying on his wife. He's got... I'm trying to think of like the worst possible scenario
that people can
look at this. He needs a life coach because his life is in shambles. His hair's all messed up. I don't know.
Go on, this is good. Maybe that's what they're seeing.
None of these things are true. So I feel bad like putting this together, but that's just what the computer is reading.
I know, but it's all the time. It's like, okay, I should report it as offensive. This is offensive because I'm not an alcoholic. As I sit here and rage on the radio about the ad.
I'm not. You know, the first step is admitting you have a problem, JC. I'm going to go look. Let's see. I'm going to go to my ads. Just let's go on Facebook. I'm actually nervous because the ads that pop up for me are things that I've been thinking about. Like, I need a new chair for the living room. And then all of a sudden there's furniture ads and it freaks me out. Oh my gosh, there's furniture ads. Another one.
Like, seriously?
Art for my walls. And then like this big, some throw pillows, which we just got a bunch of new throw pillows for our couch. And then there's an ad for MoxiLash. Don't miss out on our Flash Lash Sale. It's fake eyelashes. Wonder where they got that idea
They don't
from.
Know you, Mercedes. Your Facebook algorithm is so off.
That is so funny. We're getting some texts here at 702-364-9400. It says, all my ads switched from clothing and shoes to keto. And then Carl says, on my Facebook, the friend suggestion I keep getting is Mercedes Martinez the wrestler.
Nuh-uh. Oh, that's funny.
I mean, I get her tweets. I get her messages all the time.
How do you find out friend suggestions on Facebook?
Sometimes it'll just show up. Let me see if it...
But by the way, I just opened up Facebook, and I got a thing for use your passion for good, extending my education. Okay.
Okay, someone needs to be educated.
Yeah, thanks. You're saying I'm a drunk and I need to educate myself.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a shoe one, and I can win a rare 2005 Ford GT on this auction site.
Interesting. Let's talk to our buddy, Bo. Bo is calling in this morning. Hi, Bo.
Good morning, Mercedes, JC. Happy Friday.
You too. What's up?
Well, what you guys are talking about, have you seen the Netflix documentary, Social Dilemma?
Oh, gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. Everything we do.
Yeah.
Every keystroke we do, everything we do, we're being tracked for it.
It is terrifying, but it is definitely worth a watch. I felt sick to my stomach after I saw it.
Yeah,
it
was do.
Oh, my. And also just like how addicted we get. They show this family and how, you know, they took the kids' phones away and they were seriously freaking out over it. I didn't have a phone until I was, I think, late teens, maybe early 20s. I don't know, but they depend on it.
Yeah.
It's scary.
My first phone was out of college when I got my first phone.
Yeah, It's insane. But I'm sorry you're getting these
ads. Know, I got to work on.
Maybe now start talking about things that you want to get ads for. Like, man, I sure wouldn't like to see women in bikinis. And then all of a sudden, hey, bikinis, look at these.
Hot women washing old muscle cars. I would not ever want to see that.
Yeah, you just watch. You watch how things change real fast for you. I'm refreshing. Let me see if mine change here just based on that. No, more lashes and more home decor. That's pretty much my life right now. Lashes and decor.
I'm still a drunk. Coming up here in the dirt, Mariah Carey. She's got a lot of number ones, but her latest number one has her stunned. Details coming up in 7 minutes. Justin Bieber, Intentions, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Next hour at this time, we'll be spinning the Oh Wow wheel. And the theme this week is any Van Halen song in honor of Eddie Van Halen, who passed away earlier this week.
Yeah, it can be any era of Van Halen too, right? We can go David Lee Roth. Okay, good. I just want to make sure that we've got no rules on this one.
That's the thing. It could be David Lee Roth. It could be Hagar. Either way, Eddie Van Halen is on the song.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, we're golden.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Saturday Night Live will probably take on Wednesday's vice presidential debate this weekend, and there's a good chance that they'll make fun of the fly that sat on Mike Pence's head. I mean, whatever your political views, that's just funny, I think. A fly on a guy's head for 2 minutes?
It was just so random. And I think we all were like, is that a fly on his head? And then, oh my gosh.
Now, if it happens, people on social media are demanding that Jeff Goldblum make an appearance. So Jeff starred as the scientist who actually turns himself into a fly in the 1986 remake of The Fly.
That's funny.
It should be a funny take this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mindy Kaling is busy. So Reese Witherspoon announced that Mindy is writing the script for Legally Blonde 3. And Mindy has announced some incredible news. She's a mom for the second time. She revealed she secretly gave birth to her second child last month.
That's really cool. I am amazed how some of these celebrities are able to keep things under wraps. But then again, right now with the quarantine thing, I think it's much easier. I think that's like a silver lining if you're a celebrity, that you're actually getting some privacy right now.
Yeah, you're going back to almost like pre-paparazzi, pre-TMZ days when celebrities could kind of get their privacy if they wanted it. It was a baby boy, by the way, and he was born on September 3rd. Mariah Carey has yet another number one to add to her resume, but this one isn't on the Billboard charts. Her new memoir, The Meaning of Mariah, tops the New York Times bestseller list for hardcover books.
Wow. People want the tea.
They really do.
They want the dirt.
And the book, by the way, the audiobook is the best-selling nonfiction audiobook on Audible.com right now.
Is it really? Does she do the audio on it?
Yes, she does. Yes. Nice transition to what I have for you. So here's Mariah Carey reading some of her book, The Meaning of Mariah.
Images of the scene I had just left, adoring fans screaming and crying, flashed through my mind, blending with painful recollections of my brother screaming and my mother crying, of myself as a lonely little girl in a neglected dress. I was floating in a tub that was larger than the size of my entire living area just 5 years before, in a room bigger than all of the living room.
Thank you, Mariah. We're now going to do the first ever Audible game. I don't know what the name is. Yeah. I went through it, and I've got some famous authors reading their books.
I'm going to play
the audio, and you tell me who the celebrity is. They're all celebrities, okay?
Okay, let's see. We're playing the masked speaker.
Yes, I like that much better than the Audible game. Here we go. Celebrity number one.
I've never had to sing where I didn't have to perform. Aim my voice for the back of the arena. I remember thinking, should I sing the Star Spangled Banner quietly? If I tried Amazing Grace, I knew I would get the spirit and bust her little eardrum. It was like I was in an SNL sketch about the over-singing pop star mom, Whitney.
Oh my gosh. Sounds really familiar.
If you like a clue, I can give you the title of that person's book.
Can I take a guess? And then if I'm wrong, give me a clue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is it Gwen Stefani? Okay. Give me a clue.
Hold on. Nudia wants to be your lifeline.
Can I be the lifeline?
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh. Well, there you go. Awesome.
From her book, Open Book. Okay, celebrity number two.
Okay.
So naturally, I love a church wedding. But I also think it's nice if festivities take place outside. It's so great to enjoy the beauty of being in nature at this important moment in your life. Letting nature set the mood. Even a little rain can be so beautiful. And I like the superstition that it's good luck.
That voice. I'm pretty sure I know who that is. Is that Reese Witherspoon?
Final answer?
Final answer.
The book is called Whiskey in a Teacup, and Reese Witherspoon is correct.
Yeah. She's got a very distinct voice.
Last,
I like this game. This is fun.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah.
I got one more here for you. Load it up.
Old age isn't for sissies. I can't believe I'm getting old. Why do people ever say happy birthday? And the list goes on. We've heard them all. However, if one is lucky enough to be blessed with good health, growing older shouldn't be something to complain about.
That there is no other. She is the queen. She is Betty White.
Yeah!
Aww, she's so sweet. Why do people say happy birthday? You should be happy you have a birthday. That's why.
From her book, If You Ask Me. Maybe we'll make that a regular feature.
The mass speaker. That was really fun.
All right, you did pretty good, too. Coming up 1 hour from right now, we have for you a really cool prize, and that would be that Amazon Echo Dot. It's yours when you win. Heads up.
That's 21 Pilots, Stressed Out on Mix 94.1. It is 7:30, Mercedes in the morning, and I was so stressed out yesterday. I don't know if it's something in the air, if people are a little on edge these days. There's a lot going on in the world. I get it. People get crabby. But is that not the worst feeling when you try to do something nice for someone and they look at you like you're insane? And I got shooed away by someone yesterday.
Like a shoo-shoo-go-go?
Shoo. Get out of here.
Scram, kid.
It was completely uncalled for. It wasn't a shoo. It was a go. What happened was I went to the gas station. So I'm there. My car's filling up. I'm just waiting there. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go inside and see if they have those apple pie Kit Kats. The ones we were talking about yesterday. They're so good. I can't find them. So I went in. I go up to go in there and see. And I get to the door and I open it. I see an older guy coming behind me. So I figure I'll be nice. So I step out and I hold the door open for him. And he looks at me. He gives me the nastiest look, like, and he goes, I'm fine. Go. And then he did his hand like, go. And I just kind of stood there and I'm like, no, go ahead. He goes, I'm fine. Go, 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 go. And I was just like, okay. So I just walked in and I let the door close behind me and he grabbed it. But it was just so rude. And I thought, okay, is he having a bad day? Because it happens. I get it. Or is that insulting for I know they say it's so chivalrous for a guy to open a door for a woman. Do men get insulted if a woman opens a door for them? Because it seemed like he was just, I'm fine, go. He didn't like the fact that I was holding it open for him.
Wow, okay. A couple of things. First off, you say older gentleman, so maybe he's in an at-risk category, so maybe he wants to keep his social distancing. And you holding the door would mean he'd have to walk by directly next to you. So maybe he was a little concerned about getting close to someone, man or woman. He doesn't care. He's just concerned about not being close to you. So maybe that's why you got the go. If he had a mask on, we talked about this yesterday. Maybe he was smiling when he said it. You just saw the anger in his eyes. But maybe he was like, go. Like, I got this. Go. You don't have to hold it for me. Go.
He wasn't nice when he did it. Maybe he was afraid. But I was wearing my mask. I was standing out. It wasn't like I was holding the door back. I stepped out and opened it for him.
Now, was he at a distance, though? Because sometimes it's that long distance, is that awkward hold of like, oh, I'm holding the door for someone, and they were kind of far, and now they got to speed up to get to the door.
No, it was like I was shielded by the door. If anything, the door was in front of my face. Because I pulled it open. So he actually had extra protection from me.
But, I mean, he wasn't like a far distance where he had to kind of jog to accept your kindness.
No, because I hate that. I hate that. No, he was literally right behind me. I was just trying to do a nice thing. Not trying to dwell on it, but I was thinking about it because it really kind of rattled me a little bit, just the way he's like, go. And I was like, maybe he felt insulted that, you know, men are supposed to do that. And it, like I said, he was older. Maybe it was kind of antiquated thinking. Maybe, you know. Or I don't want a woman to help me. I don't need no help. I don't know. It just felt weird. And then I thought, wow, maybe I shouldn't be holding doors open for anyone because he was very insulted by it.
Well, I don't know what an old man just to hear you from doing a nice, simple gesture that I think we all do is hold the door open for someone. Like you said, he could have been having a crabby day. But I'm not offended if a woman, man, child, whoever holds the door for me. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very nice of you.
It is really nice because now I don't have to touch the door. That's why I was just trying to help, and they did not have the Kit Kats either.
Oh, okay.
I had to walk right out, and that feels so weird when you walk in somewhere and then you don't buy anything, and then
you're like, I'm just checking these out.
I was like, I got nothing in my hands. Goodbye.
But I am gassing up my car, so it's cool. I'm just checking out the inside of your store. But maybe people are under a lot of stress. You know, a lot of people out of work, lost their jobs, lost their business, families affected by everything. Is it just that we're just more stressed out? Because I encountered a little thing the other night. We got some takeout, and I went to pick up the food, and I opened, just double checked it before I left, and we had ordered this bowl, and I said for the sauce on the side, the dressing on the side, and I didn't see dressing in the to-go container, so I asked him, I'm like, hey, is the dressing on the side? And I held it up, and he looks at it, and he goes, no, it's in there. Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I put down for dressing on the side on my order, and he pulls out my order, and he goes, oh, yeah, you did. Okay. Then I said, well, is there dairy in the dressing? Because that's a concern, because my wife can't have dairy. And he goes, I'm not sure. Well, can you help me? Yeah, I said, can you check? Because my wife can't have dairy. And if she does, it's going to be a bad night for us. All right, hold on. And he comes back and he goes, yeah, there's dairy in it. I'm still waiting for, like, can we, all that simple, I'm sorry, we let me fix it. And then I'm like, could you remake it? Yeah, we can remake it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I wish I didn't have to sit here and play these games with you. It should have been just right off the bat. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Let us remake that for you.
And that's why I just wanted a simple, because mistakes happen. Maybe he didn't see the dressing on the side. No big deal. And he's maybe not aware that a dairy allergy is something severe for some people. But I was just looking for I'm so sorry. Let me remake it. Or, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You did put dressing on the side. How can we fix it?
So you had to wait a little while, I'm sure. Did you talk to him while you were waiting?
No. I just stood by the door because he had other customers in line. But then he came walking out, and he's like, here you go. I'm like, thank you.
Do you wonder, what'd they do to this?
Yeah, then I wonder, I'm like, you guys made that really fast. Did you just take the one with the dressing, shake it up, and come back and say, here you go, this one doesn't have dressing?
How was she the next day or that night? Was she okay?
It was actually the following morning was a little rough.
I wonder. I try to remember, that just like you said, people are, you don't know what someone has gone through throughout their day. You have no idea. So you try to chalk it up to, hey, you want... We've all had bad days, but I will say we have survived 100% of our bad days. So keep that in mind next time you're having
a bad one.
That is so true.
You've survived 100% of those bad ones, so you'll get through this one, too.
Now, shoo, 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 shoo. We have other things to get to here on the show. Was it shoo, 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 or go, go, go?
It was go, 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 go.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, you know what's funny, though? On the way out, I saw a guy holding the door open for him. Like, he held it back for him. So he didn't say anything to that guy.
There you go.
I just thought of that. Yeah, when I was still waiting for my gas after I had gotten out there, he came out with his little bag, and the guy walked out in front of him, and he held it back, not even protected by the door, and he just walked right out with him. I don't know if he said thank you or not. I couldn't hear, but yeah, that was annoying.
I want security. I got to see this. Hot 3's coming up here in a couple minutes.
It's right over here. I could show up. We could ask for the video.
Hot 3's coming up here. What do we got?
All right. Well, how safe do you feel right now? Just speaking of COVID and everything. And where do you feel the safest? We're going to tell you the results of a new poll. Also this morning, what's the most popular Halloween candy by generation? Generations, they're kind of all over the place. We'll talk about that. And a guy is busted stealing this because of the result of him stealing something else. It'll all make sense in just a few minutes. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us.
Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, and that's Gabby Barrett with Charlie Puth. The song is called I Hope.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
More than 3/4 of Americans say they feel unsafe outside their homes amid the pandemic because they have little faith that businesses and schools will protect them from COVID-19. According to this new poll, some 77.5% of U.S. adults said they only feel safe at home when asked to identify which places give them the greatest sense of safety, while about 55% of the respondents said they felt safe with their closest friends and relatives. Only 18.8% named their workplace, and just 7.9% picked their favorite restaurant or cafe. In another discouraging sign, about 40% of Americans who are going to work say they feel less safe there than they did 6 months ago, and less than half of respondents were confident that school and workplace leaders were doing their best to create an atmosphere of safety.
Do you feel safe here at the radio station?
I do. I'm in this room by myself. If we leave the studio, we have to wear masks, and there's like 10 people in the entire building, so there's not a lot of interaction.
And that's, obviously we have the mask mandate here in our state, but also that's our company policy. And that was our policy when we came back to the radio station before there was even like the statewide mandate. And there are a couple people that don't wear them inside the building. I see them all the time. Like, look at you. All right.
I know. It's actually a little frustrating because I see them too. And I'm just like, I thought we were all supposed to be wearing masks here. Like, why do the rules not apply to you? Like, I get it. I hate wearing my mask. It sucks.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I do it because that's what they said here. But yeah, I've seen the same people.
And that's the thing too. Same thing. I don't wear a mask. Who does? But it's just like, wait, our rule here for us to be back is we got to wear it in the hallways. Why do you not have to wear yours? Okay. I guess they're above the rules. Yeah, certain employees.
I know. Well,
their cameras. Can I catch you?
And the thing is, it's like we're still protecting them by wearing ours, but they're not protecting us.
And an email came out, too. Remember an email came out a few, like a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Reminding the employees in the building. And part of me was like, okay, Mercedes and I have been like, I understand there's a few times you might rush out of the studio, you forget something, or just force a habit. You're not used to wearing a mask. You walk in and forget it, but you go back and get it. I don't know. It just bothers me.
I know. I'm with you. I know exactly what you're talking about. Also this morning, a new survey figured out the most popular Halloween candy for every generation. And like pretty much everything else, everyone under 55 is leaning one direction, and then everyone over 55 are like, well, actually, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the most popular Halloween candy for Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X. Snickers is the most popular option for baby boomers. Here's kind of the breakdown. So for Gen Z, you've got Reese's number one, followed by Snickers, Kit Kat, and Twix. The Millennials also love the Reese's at number one, followed by Snickers, Kit Kat, and candy corn. What?
Candy corn's good.
Gen X says Reese's, Snickers, Kit Kat, and Milky Way. And then the boomers are going for the Snickers, the Reese's, the Milky Way, and then, so random, those caramel apple lollipops. Remember those? They're the green apple lollipops, and they have caramel around them.
Oh, yeah.
Those would destroy my teeth. I could not. I can't eat those.
Yeah, and that's the boomers love them? That's the top five?
Yeah, which really surprises me because of anyone that would have maybe teeth issues, it would be the boomers, right? I don't know.
My teeth came out.
I don't know.
When it comes to Halloween, you guys are going to do the little baggies on a table if you do something for Halloween?
Not baggies, but we'll have like a candy bar that you can grab. We do the full size.
I was going to say, are you still doing full size?
Yeah, we're going to put those out.
You'll just line them up and you get to pick?
Yeah, just pick one. Which one do you want?
That's cool.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I was thinking about doing the baggies, but I was thinking that is a lot of effort to go into getting little baggies, putting stuff in there. I do like the idea of just lining up your full-size candy bars.
Yeah, just and you don't have to put them all out at once. Maybe just put out like the five. Here's, take one, and then when they take one, then replace it with that. That way you don't worry about one kid running up, sliding them all in his bag and then leaving.
You turn your back for a second. Where'd they go?
Yeah, exactly. All right, finally this morning, not everyone is built for a high-stakes political cover-up or a super low-stakes one either, but there's a 70-year-old guy named Peter DeJager from Hull, Iowa, and back in August, he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of theft and trespassing for stealing political yard signs. They were Joe Biden signs, if you're curious. He would go and he'd see them in people's yards and he'd take them and hide them. Well, the Dickinson County News newspaper had a small blurb about the crime in its police blotter on September 2nd. A lot of newspapers do that. Just like, oh, witness, da-da-da-da. Just something really small. Well, Peter clearly didn't want people to read about what he had done because he went around to different stores in the area stealing every copy of the paper. He cleared out vending boxes. He stole them off of news racks. He did whatever he could to make sure no one would read his blurb in the police blotter. Anyway, as local businesses started reviewing their security footage, they all saw it was the same guy stealing the papers. And the police figured out it was Peter, so he was finally arrested for theft. And thanks to his terrible attempt to cover up his first crime, now he's making national news. Well played, sir. Well played.
Good luck collecting the rest of the stories all across the country, Peter. 8 o'clock hour, we have for you that Amazon Echo Dot. That's yours when you win Heads Up at 8:25. And before that, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel, the theme, Van Halen songs.
JR on Mix 94.1. I love that song. Is anyone else like me when the guy goes, here we go? Do you say it out loud? I do.
It's a song that's grown on me, too. The first time I heard it, I'm like, nah. But every time I hear it, I'm like, these guys, these brothers are good.
I love the metronome. I just can't stop saying it. It's 7:59 Mercedes in the morning, Friday morning, and we have some tea. Someone gave us some tea, and I don't know what to make of this. We love when we get your emails. You can text us. But someone went to the website at mix941.fm and sent us this email. And it's it's juicy, but I also feel like you have to tread carefully on this
one. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a good one.
So this is, I'm going to change her name. Let's say this is from Tessa. Tessa says, hey, guys, I'm single, and I'm on dating apps. While swiping through Tinder, I saw my friend's husband. I know without a doubt it was him. He and my friend met on Tinder 3 years ago and got married shortly after, so I think he would have deleted his profile by now. I was in shock when I saw it, and my first reaction was to share it with my friend. I accidentally swiped left on him because of my panic before I got a chance to share it or screenshot it. They are not in an open relationship. What should I do? Should I tell her or should I just keep my mouth shut? Tessa. Oh, what would you do on something like that? Let's say you're scrolling through Tinder, you're single, and you see my husband on there. No, wait, that's opposite. You see me on there.
Okay. Oh, yes.
You see me on there and you're like, wait a second. She's definitely not single. I know her husband. Well, that's very odd. Would you tell my husband?
Is it a current picture or is it older stuff? That she didn't say it. Did you say it in the email? Because that would be something too. Okay. Is it older stuff? So maybe your account is still maybe Mercedes' account is still on Tinder, but I would want to let Matt know. I don't want to let my friend know, but I wouldn't want to come out and say it and screenshot it and be like, hey, guess what I saw? Mercedes is still on Tinder. I try to find a casual way, and I've never used Tinder, but could like Matt and I be hanging out watching a game or something, and I'll be like, oh, dude, let me pop up in Tinder, see if there's anything good, and just act like I'm casually swiping through Tinder, and then you pop up and be like, whoa, isn't that? That's Mercedes, right? Is she still on Tinder, dude?
But I don't think you can get... You can go to my profile if you swipe left on it. Nudia, we divert to you because you are on Tinder. If you swipe left on someone, will you ever see them again?
No. And then also, if you... It's on a use basis. So if you don't use the app, you won't come up in people's profiles. So he has to be actively using it. You know, like if you don't have it for a year, you won't really show up on people's anymore. So you have to actively be using it. It's kind of like that game of chance.
Oh, that means he's on, right?
Yeah. If she's like trying to like not be so awkward, maybe be like, oh, maybe someone's using like Mercedes be like, I don't know if someone's using Matt's picture on Tinder. I don't know if someone's like pretending like catfishing, but it's you should like look into it, you know?
That's a good idea. Blame it on like a hacker. Like, oh my gosh, I think someone stole your husband's profile picture and is using it on a Tinder account. I was swiping through and I saw his picture and I know he would never like do that. And just put it like you're not accusing him. That's a really good idea, Nudia. I like that. Tessa, that's totally what you should do. Okay, case closed. Let's move on.
Deal, move on.
No, we're getting a bunch of texts. This says, tell her. You have to tell her hands down. If you are a true friend, it doesn't matter if you're the bad guy. Let her know. Don't let her look like an idiot. I like Nudia's idea, though, because it doesn't make her look like an idiot. It's more like, oh, slick. The nerve of other people, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
And you're avoiding getting in the middle of it, because I hate being in the middle of everything. So, yeah.
What if you tell him first, before it gets to the wife? You say, like, hey, I saw your picture on Tinder. Is someone using your profile picture? And if he's like, well, that's me, actually.
Yeah, you know, it's me. I'm searching for some side action. What's your problem? You're not going to tell my wife, are you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't do that. Go straight to the wife.
So much coming up here in the next 15 minutes. We have for you that Amazon Echo Dot, that fourth generation one that comes out in a couple weeks. That is yours when you win heads up right around 8:25. And right before that is Friday morning, so we have the Oh Wow Wheel. The category, the theme this week is Van Halen. Any Van Halen song, you can play it as long as it's not vetoed, and we're doing it in honor of Eddie Van Halen. It's all coming up next. It's Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1. That's Kygo with One Republic, Lose Somebody. Check this out. For you, in about 5 minutes, we have that Amazon Echo Dot. That's yours when you win heads up, and it is Friday morning, so we do this.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow! Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get things going this morning. The category this week are Van Halen songs. This is all in honor of Eddie Van Halen, the great guitarist, one of the greatest guitarists of all time. He passed away this week, and so in his honor, we are going to be playing Van Halen songs. The wheel has been spun. One of us will play our song, and it has landed on Nudie. Or wait, is that Nudia? I'm getting a reflection on the window here. Nudia, yeah. All right. Okay, so Nudia, it is your song. If it gets a veto, it goes to JC's Van Halen song. That means I'm the vetoer today, so I decide whether or not we're going to play your song. What do you got?
Okay, my Van Halen song is Hot for Teacher.
Okay.
I think we've all had a crush on our teachers before, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of my faves.
You know, the thing is like, that would be so disrespectful to veto anyone. And this is a great song, so it's not happening. It plays!
Nice.
Nudia's song, Hot for Teacher! Woo. Van Halen on the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow, Van Halen, Hot for Teacher on the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. That's a great Van Halen song.
If you weren't awake, you are now wide awake. That was Nudia's selection for Van Halen songs on the Oh Wow Wheel. Now, if she would have gotten the veto, JC, it would have gone to you. What song were you going to pick?
I went with a Van Hagar song right now.
Makes me want to drink a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a Pepsi commercial?
I think it was, yeah.
All right, if it would have landed on me, I too was going to go with a Van Hagar song, a song I mentioned the other day. I love the song Dreams. That is one of my favorite Van Halen songs ever. I heard it randomly the day before Eddie Van Halen died, which was just so weird. No, it was the day of, before the news came out. And So, yeah, this would have been my selection. Maybe one of these will get played next hour. We have the Friday Rewind coming up. So you can also get your requests in whenever you want. Shoot us a text. Call us 702-364-9400 and use that number actually right now.
Yeah, this is really cool. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and this is an awesome prize.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with a new Amazon Echo Dot smart speaker with Alexa. You can listen to Mix 94.1 on the radio.com app through it. Just tell Alexa to play Mix 94.1. It's sponsored by Atlantic Records. Caller 20, you win. 702-364-9400. You got to get 6 and 60, though. That's the key.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes. Hello. In the morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Vicky. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous.
You're going to be even more fabulous in a minute here because you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop. I'm ready, girl. Let's go.
All right. Your category today, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It's Mr. Matt. So Matt Damon's birthday is today. And these are all famous Matts and famous Matthews, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's go. Girl okay. Power. I'm picking you, girl.
Oh, picking me? All right. I know Matts. I'm married to one.
Yeah, right. All right, Vicky, here's the deal. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you'll get that Amazon Echo Dot. You ladies, you start now.
This actor played Joey on the show Friends.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yes. This one, he is an actor. He was in The Outsiders. He was the main character in The Outsiders. I forget his name. He's Pony Boy's...
Matt Dillon.
This is the guy who says, the actor who goes, all right, all right, all right.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. Yes. This is the actor who played Ferris Bueller. He's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Okay. This one was also on Friends. He played Chandler.
Pass. I can't think of his
okay.
name.
Okay. This is the guy who played Christian Grey on the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Pass. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. He was on the Today Show, but he got fired.
Matthew. Oh, I can't think of it.
Oh, okay. He was on Lost. Man.
Oh my God.
Those got hard. You started strong and then
I know.
Matthew Broderick was Ferris Bueller.
Ferris, yes.
Matthew Perry was Chandler.
Oh my God.
Oh, Matt Bomer was Christian Grey, and then Matt Lauer. I'm sorry. Vicky, don't hang up. We're going to get you a consolation prize here. Hang on the line. That means a caller 20 right now. You're going to win that Amazon Echo Dot. Very cool. 702-364-9400.
Mercedes in the morning. That's Harry Styles. Adore you. Congratulations, Maggie. She got that Amazon Echo Dot, which is sponsored by Atlantic Records.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
All right. No one knows exactly when they're going to die, but having kids at an older age may boost our chances of keeping the Grim Reaper at bay a little longer. A new study has found that a woman's age when her last child is born is strongly linked to her longevity. It's all about certain measurements that can predict her life expectancy, but women who had babies later in life had longer telomeres, which are biomarkers for a long-term health and longevity plan. Now, previous studies have shown a link between telomeres length and chronic conditions, so they're saying just looking at this research, the women who had babies later in life turn out to live longer lives.
So Mindy Kaling just had a baby at the age of 41. So to me, the 41's young, though. Is that considered late when it comes to pregnancy? Or is that still in the safe zone?
I think you're considered at risk after 35.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's bad. But that's when they keep a closer eye on things. And that's kind of the age. It depends. And there's a lot of other factors that go into it, of course. But that's interesting. We were talking about that the other night. Someone had a baby. Who was it? We were talking about someone that had a baby in her 40s, and my daughter is like, oh, isn't that supposed to be too old? And I go, yeah, but I think it's so different now. People are doing that well into their 40s, and I've even seen women in their 50s have babies.
Yeah.
You know, it's wasn't Janet Jackson in her 50s?
Yes, she was. Which 51?
Yeah, something like that. So I think it's definitely changed, but regardless, you obviously got to keep an eye on that kind of stuff. It's just interesting. Also this morning, it's a tough competition to figure out which cities in the country are more stressed than others right now. I've heard rumors that, you know, 2020 has been kind of a stressful year for people. I don't
really
know. That's just what I've heard. But a new study tried to figure out the most stressed out city in every state. And they based on the pick on five factors: unemployment, average hours worked, commute times, income to hope price ratio, and the percent of the population that does not have insurance. So based on all of that, the most stressed out city in the country is Mead Valley, California, which is located between Los Angeles and San Diego. But really, the results are all over the place. There are some huge cities on there like Chicago, Illinois, smaller cities that you may not have heard of, like Vermilion, South Dakota. They have a population of barely 10,000 people. What do you think it is for Nevada, the most stressed out city in the state?
I'm going to go with Caliente.
Caliente?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you say Caliente?
I'm going with small on the smaller side. I would obvious guess would be Las Vegas, but I'm going to go with a smaller town just north of us. Beautiful town as well. Caliente for me.
Okay. It is not Caliente. I'll tell you, as far as the ranking goes, I'm looking at it here. This is not in order, but it is Sunrise Manor, actually. Sunrise Manor is the most stressed out city in Nevada.
So is that the east part of the valley? Sunrise Manor?
Yeah. Where is that? Isn't that like east side Nellis kind of area? I'm looking here at a map. Unincorporated Clark County, located at the western base of Frenchman Mountain, east of Las Vegas. So they say if Sunrise Manor were to be incorporated, it would be one of the largest cities in Nevada. Yeah, it's east side.
I didn't know that.
Are you guys on the east side stressed out more so than anywhere else?
How about people that live in Enterprise? You guys stressed out? We're Enterprise, aren't we?
I think right now we're in Enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get confused with all these little town names. I basically know North Vegas, Centennial, Summerlin, Green Valley, Henderson. That's pretty much in Las Vegas, of course.
And you start breaking down these small areas. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I just consider us one big valley. So you say Sunrise Manor, I consider all of us. Yeah. You tell me you cross the line, enter Las Vegas, you're not stressed as much as you were when you were in Sunrise Manor? No.
We stress with you, yes. Sunrise Manor, we're here for you. All right, finally this morning, someone decided to poll people to find the top things, speaking of stress, that we worry that we forgot to do after leaving the house. Do you leave and you're like, oh no, did I forget to whatever? And what is it? The number one answer, can you guess what it is? The number one thing that we stress out over because we think we forgot to do it before we left the house.
Lock the door. Front door's locked. Back door's locked. Just lock all the doors.
That is the number one answer. Did I leave the door unlocked? That's followed by, did I leave a window open? Did I leave something plugged in? Did I leave the iron on? And did I turn the oven off? Some of the other things on the list include, did I turn the burner on the stove off the whole way? Did I leave the sink on? And is my hair curler or straightener still on? I have about 200 pictures on my phone of either my curling iron or my hair straightener. Because in the morning when I leave, I'll take a picture if I used it just so... At some point during the day when I think about it, I'm like, did I unplug it? And I check to see if I took a picture. And I'm like, I did unplug it. Okay, thank goodness.
That's a very smart idea to do because how many of us have left the house? Curling iron, is it unplugged? So I'm with the same with the stove. Or did the garage door shut completely?
Oh, yeah. I always try to push it again even though I'm far away. Like, this will help.
Maren Morris, The Bones, Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It is Green Day, 8:52 on Friday. And... are you guys ready?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Uh-oh, I got my speaker on. Okay.
Should I mute you so you can't...
I think we're good now.
We're good now?
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, guess what, everybody? It's Friday. We got some requests for something, which I thought was kind of cool because, you know, it's sometimes we depend on your feedback to know whether or not you'll like something on the show. And apparently, one of our listeners really wanted us to do this again. And it is play a round of That Was Awkward. Now, if you've never heard That Was Awkward before, this is an actual game that you can purchase on Amazon. In fact, the guy that invented the game, he sent us an email. He found out we were playing it. He was all excited about it that we were playing. So I thought that was kind of cool, right?
It's a fun game to play, too. It's interactive, a good time with friends, and puts us in an awkward situation as well.
Okay, so we are on Zoom right now. If you are on Facebook, go to the page. We've got our live stream going on there now, so you can watch this. Let's explain That Was Awkward. So it comes with two sets of cards. There's a set of Say This cards, and there's a set of Do This cards. Say something that's going to make things really awkward, or you can do something that's going to make things really, really awkward. So we usually start by each drawing a card from the Say This pile, and then we go to the Do This pile. I just opened two new sets of cards.
I was going to say, I hear something going on. That was you opening the things?
That was me. And so this is going to be our sets. I got the Say This.
Okay.
And I got the Do This. Now, this game is 18, for 18 and over, so some of these I may have to switch out.
But plus there's certain things with social distancing we can't do to each other and stuff like that. So we understand. Absolutely. All right, who's going first? Ladies first? Which one of you wants to go first?
Who wants to go first? Nudia?
Nudia, you can
go
first.
Okay. This involves whispering in someone's ear, which I don't know if we should be doing
that.
We
can't
do
that one.
Okay. This could get awkward. I guess that's the point of the game. All right, Nudia.
What?
Please be careful. Please be careful, okay? Confess the biggest compliment you've ever received in the bedroom.
Oh, hold on. No, I got one that's not that bad. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Someone asked me to marry them.
Wow.
I thought that was like a really...
Wow. Well, things are happening and they're like, will you marry me?
Yeah. Someone's like, oh my gosh, will you marry me? But that's like, I felt like that was like the biggest compliment.
Oh. And what'd you say?
And I didn't say anything.
And what's your name again, sir?
Rude. All right. That's good. That is a very good compliment.
Yeah.
That wasn't too awkward either. Okay. So then I guess I'll go next. This one says, rattle off every dirty word you can think of. Okay, I guess I will not be doing that. We'd be here for a while anyway.
Just over the
FCC bills.
Yeah. Everyone watching on Facebook, the dump button is right here, by the way. That's where someone curses. That's it.
And
right
JC's
there.
Fast with it. He's fast.
Okay, if you could do one extreme thing without getting caught or punished, tell everyone what you would do. One extreme thing without getting caught or punished. This has always been like a temptation of mine, but I would never do it. But have you ever been walking like through a casino and you see the dealers there at the tables and you see all those chips?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to run up and just grab them all and just run out the door and just have them and then at a later date come in and cash them in. Like, can I cash this in? But I would never do that. But I've always been tempted just to go over there and just grab all of those chips.
You know, you'd be running out trying to hold them all. There'd be chips dropping in the parking lot and everywhere. But then you get your car and drop them in there and you have all your it'd be a trail of chips back to your car.
That's a bad move. I should probably just go for the cage, right?
But how are you going to get in there? Let me in.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So there's mine on Say This. We're playing That Was Awkward right now. Okay, well, you may be able to answer this one. Share every injury, however minor, you've ever suffered during relations. Every injury, however minor, that you've ever suffered during relations.
Charlie horse.
Oh, my back!
Oh, my gosh, yes, a Charlie horse in my leg. Oh, my, it's the weirdest thing, and you can't believe, you start screaming. How'd you know? It's like,
because you're the one who asked her to marry you.
Yeah. It's like, right here, I would get like, my legs would lock up. So that's one. Bruised ego is another.
Oh, why'd you get a bruised ego? Tell us. You got to tell us.
Maybe just not satisfying, ladies of the past. Just going back to the 90s. They say you can't break it, but I think you can break it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, that was the...
How did that go?
Very first dance. very first dance. She was a very sensitive woman, so she was very kind, but I was in pain. And
what did she say? You're going to be okay.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe I should be a little concerned. She goes, oh, that happens sometimes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, oh, okay.
Maybe it was just her. You know, she had something about her.
A woman of experience.
Yeah, very strong.
It happens to all the men I'm with. Wait! We're only 18.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Are we ready for the Do This Pile, or do we want to go one more round with the Say This Pile?
Let's do this.
Do
we
this?
Have, we have okay. Friday Rewind starting here in a couple minutes.
All right. Do This Pile. Here we go. Nudia, do this. Act like you really have to go pee-pee.
Oh.
You don't want to pee dance.
I have to do this outside, like when my sister's using the restroom. I'm just like...
This is why you need to be watching us on Facebook Live right now. All right. This isn't a bit really bad one for me. Stare directly into the eyes of the person to your right. Let's skip this one. That's kind of boring. Pretend you're a runway model and walk the catwalk. Work it, girl.
You got plenty of room in that studio.
You do. You got a little, like, a 3-4 steps.
Facebook Live, you guys will watch this.
Come on, Mercedes. Yeah. Oh, she's ready. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hand on the hip. Yeah, let me, oh, okay.
Flipping the hair. Yeah, I get it, girl. By the way, that studio when you walk looks huge.
What's that?
The angle of your camera, the studio looks like it's colossal, the room that you're in right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's like a box. It's like a shoe box.
When you went back to the corner, when you go back and watch, it looks like you're like 20 feet away from us.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, JC, this is your Do This card for That Was Awkward. Strut around like a chicken, head and flapping your wings.
Yay!
Oh, yes, this is gonna be good. All right, work it.
Come on, commit, JC.
Like this. Is this how Mick Jagger dances?
What kind of animal is that supposed to be? I've never heard a chicken go wah, wah.
It wasn't the wings. It was all shoulders. It was all shoulders with him.
You got to commit, man. You got to do the bok bok. It's not...
Bok. You want more?
Yes, we do. The people want...
Bok. That's enough of that.
Oh my god. This is like the best. I love it. Well, if you missed that, you weren't able to see that, we will most certainly leave that up on our Facebook page.
I just envision one of us running for political office 15 years from now, and the smear campaigns. Mercedes Martinez likes to walk the catwalk, and there's a video of you walking the catwalk.
No, they're going to be like, no, that was her pretending she was a chicken. That's what she looked like, at least.
All right, let's start the Friday Rewind.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.